Bite off more than you can chew, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Playing pickleball with friend Mark Roby the other night when he tells me an outrageous story about fly fishing for browns.
We were out fly fishing on the Oahu, and there was just one of those mayfly hatches. The water was just swarming with a carpet of mayflies, and the fish were rising like crazy. And we had the hatch match, so I would tell my buddy, I said, you know what, I'm going to just go one size up and see if they won't hit that on a be opportunistic. So I put it one size up from what the hatch seemed to be. As soon as that fly hit the water, bam, I got a strike. And it seemed like a flashy little fish. And as I was pulling the fish, I said, oh man, that stupid fish got me hooked on a rock or under a limb or something, because my pole was just bent double all of a sudden. So I started walking to figure out how to get loose, and all of a sudden the line's moving. So I hollered at my buddy. I said, hey, that's a bigger fish than he thought. He said, that wasn't a big fish. I said, well, look at this. And my pole's just bent double, and now the line's moving up and down. I said, that's a fish on there. I get him up to the top, and he rolls a couple of times. A real nice fish, probably 20 inches plus. Fought him a little bit longer, and I rolled him in. I finally rolled him into my buddy's net, and the minute that net hit the fish, he let go, and he had hit that small fish. He wasn't hooked. He didn't swallow it enough to hook him. That net hit him. He let go of that little fish, and there he was, landed. We let him go unharmed, or you took a picture of it. I still have that picture, and to this day, I've never heard of that. I've seen fish, bull trout come and hit another fish, but to hang on and absolutely refuse to let go until I landed him, never saw anything like it, and like I said, if I didn't have a witness, I couldn't even tell the story.
Hey, Mark, who could ever doubt a fishing story like that?
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.